fuck. I'm sober. Oh my God. Okay, guys. Welcome back to We Knows Best. This is our second episode. So I'm back here with Sunny.
Yadig. Decided to get out of pocket again.
I know. It's spring break, guys. So we're in our I feel like spring break just has like a get wild.
It's like a taste.
Yeah, it's because like a little taste of summer. Yeah, yeah, it's spring break. You're almost there. You're not there. You're a little bit. Right. It's a little rainy. You know, you just gotta, and you gotta, to be outside in this weather, you need some alcohol.
Especially.
He's cold right now, guys. And we have the fire on. This man is cold.
My skinny ass is about to fly away in this fucking wind right now.
So talking about spring break, a lot of people are going down to Rosarito right now, Papa's and beer. We were just out there recently this past weekend. How was that?
We're going to have to insert the clip.
Did you behave well?
I think so. For Mexico.
Marla, roll the tape. Roll the tape. Okay, guys. So first, we're going to start off with a game to get into the groove right now. We got to get in the zone because we're a little turned down and we need some shots.
And we're sober.
We're sober. We're sober, guys. So
for like the third time.
Let's get to our first game. Our first game is coming up right now. So first,
yo.
So our first game.
What's the first one again?
It's gonna be the first one to top out loses has to take a shot.
Okay. One. Wait, hold on. Let me stand up for this shit. Should we stand up? Ready? One, two.
Look.
All right.
Wow. Wow. I feel like.
Oh my God.
That takes a lot of throw, and obviously Sunny has more than me.
Well then, okay.
Okay, guys, so.
You gotta take a shot.
Yeah, I have to take a shot. You act like you don't want wood either.
And I'm gonna take a shot too.
All right, guys, and today we're sipping on the Don Julio. What is it called?
This one's the Alma some shit. This is the Alma Miel. Yeah, this one right here. This shit right here. Is DJ's.
Yeah, so this actually, this bottle just came out recently. What do you think about it?
Honestly, I mean, I like regular 1942. I mean, I like.
Do you think 1942 is rated overrated?
Depends who you're asking.
You know what?
Don't hate us, Don Julio. We need a sponsorship. Yeah,
let's not talk shit then.
Yeah, I need this by the caseload. I really do.
Okay,
need
wait, Casamigos or Don Julio?
Oh, DJ all day. If it's this bottle.
You know, they say Casamigos is, a lot of people don't like it. They call it Casa Fricos because it's cheap liquor.
That's true.
But it gets the job done, though. That's why they call it Casa Fricos.
I think it gets it done a little too well.
You know one thing I hate? Not talking about hoes. I hate a motherfucker that forgets they ever had a whole face. Don't you hate people like that? Like, get the stick out of your ass.
Yeah, you know what? Your wholeness does not get deleted when the year starts. Let's start there.
That's one thing. Everyone has had a whole face.
Yeah.
You know what? Not saying that like you're over there and getting down and dirty every day, but everyone has their time when they're single and they go out and party and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like I said, you're going to hoe. But let's not act like it didn't happen, like that train didn't get ran on you, like you didn't catch 50 bodies last year. You know what I mean? Your man is going to find out, and I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him, because I know. I know y'all be capping, and I'm going to tell his ass. He needs to know. I'm not going to let nobody go outside.
Damn, y'all. We didn't get no chasers. We didn't bring nothing. Oh, you have juice in that?
Yeah, I got a little bit of juice.
Can I have some, please?
Of course.
Share?
Of course I share.
Aw, what a good guy, guys. Yeah, nice, Sunny shares.
I'm a nice person.
That's right. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to a good podcast.
Yeah,
guys.
True. I love that bottle. I love it.
So what do you think about Papa's and Beer? What type of, when you go to Papa's and Beer, what type of people are you expecting to see there?
Well, I was shit. Going to Papa's and Beer, I was like, damn, there's a lot of fucking fat bitches. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
I'm gonna get canceled.
Yo, this is like the heaviest place on earth, right here at Papa's and Beer. Like, this fuck.
You know what?
Hey, and you know what? I really say that from the bottom of my heart. Y'all need to lose some fucking weight. Come on, don't be spreading.
You know what? This man is talking shit because he does not gain a fucking pound. You be looking like you need to eat.
Hey, I do eat too much, actually. Thank you.
You know what? I wish that I was able to be like you a little bit. This motherfucker would eat and not get fat. You know, the first time I ever met him, this motherfucker, I thought he was trying to play me because we go eat and he orders like five things on the menu. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with him? I thought something was wrong with him the first time. I was like, this motherfucker don't eat. He'd be starving or something.
That's what you know, bro. I'd be out there fucking actually grubbing my fucking life away and I still be hungry.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Shout out to the people that don't gain weight. Don't gain weight.
Shout out to the skinny community. Little booties matter.
What do you think makes someone a hoe? I think it's, you know what? I hate when people say this throwaway, they act like being called a hoe is like nothing. They're like, you call me a hoe. What community is that? It's people that don't give a fuck to be called a hoe.
That's not a hoe. That's a whore. Whore.
I hate when people don't care what the word means anymore. Right. I don't like that.
Well, I mean, you also
like, it's not a good thing to be called a hoe. I'm going to tell you that right now. it's not a good thing. Like, stop trying to act like the word hoe doesn't mean anything. It does. And it's not a good thing to be called a hoe.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh yeah, call me a hoe, call me whatever. Like, who actually wants to be called that? What's wrong with you? I'm Look, dead
all
ass.
I gotta say is, I hear you. It's true. I gotta laugh because...
I mean,
you gotta look at it like this. Like, we live in a world now where...
But people don't care about the meaning anymore.
It's desensitized because of social media. Every fucking body's got a damn OnlyFans. You got bitches who are turning 17, or excuse me, going 17 to 18, and they didn't even try to get a job. They just said, OnlyFans right away, link in bio type shit. That's the only
Subscribe
shit.
Subscribe for $2.99. Yes,
and see, you got people doing that. And obviously, porn's everywhere. It's not like a normal... It used to not be a normal thing. Now it's like you can't go anywhere.
Do porn stars even make money anymore because of OnlyFans?
I ain't a fucking porn star. I go fucking ask one.
I know. We need a porn star right here.
But you know what?
Oh, fuck. Our next game is coming in right now. Oh, shit. I'm not ready. What the fuck?
What was that?
I'm scared. Wait, be gentle. I'm a girl.
Yo. Yo. Fuck.
Sorry, I don't know what just happened.
Oh fuck. You fucking got tequila on me. That's what fucking happened.
Spidey needs to get fired. I can't see. Get my eye a second.
Oh, fuck.
Can someone grab me a fucking napkin?
Oh, yeah. Go get a napkin, please. It's fucking comedy. Yeah, inside, bro. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Tequila in the eye. That's a new one.
That has never happened to me. That was crazy. I said, be gentle. I'm a girl.
Bro, I was about to die.
Holy fuck.
I was trying not to choke.
Dude, I feel like I died and came back to heaven. I mean, came back to... I don't
came
even...
Came back to heaven. I'm dead.
Thank you.
You're discombobulated, bro. You're not here right
I'm
now.
I'm not. I'm running off two brain cells now. I don't know what the fuck just happened. That was
fuck.
Fuck. I'm scared. I'm gonna have to press a restraining order on fucking Spidey.
Yeah, I know.
Nah. Oh, oh my God. Anyways, sorry, I needed a second to get back to reality. Hey, motherfucker, you don't fucking tell me out.
Oh, bro, okay. What do you want me to do?
I thought I lost my vision.
Oh, you got a little tequila in your eyes. Some schlight.
You know what they say? You got to take one for the team. I think I just did. Oh, God, oh Lord.
Oh, my God. All because of me. Oh.
You almost killed me, sir, so I'm going to need a second from you. Please don't touch me.
All right, I'm done with this fucking tequila shit. Fuck.
Lord.
Damn.
Wait, okay. Sunny. Okay. You know what? Ooh. I might have a pink eye the rest of the episode, but fuck it.
I actually got the fucking chills.
You know what? I'm feeling tipsy now, so I'm not that mad.
Now we can start the podcast.
Now let's get up here. Let's talk more shit. All right. Okay. So, would you ever consider being a sugar baby?
I mean, you know what? I've had chances to do it. It's just, it feels like you're becoming less of a man. Like, somebody giving you money, like an old, like just...
What about for 10 grand a month?
Okay, you know what? Oh, thank you.
What do you need me to do?
Yeah, oh, okay, hold on. All right, this is where the podcast is.
You know what? Because I feel like when you take money from someone and you're basically kind of like a slave to
their
them.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah.
You're going to answer what, when, where.
Yeah. And even if you're a woman, too, it's like it goes both ways. They're going to expect something out of it. Like, even could be an old lady, whoever it is, they are going to expect something. Unless you got blessed with not having to, like, do anything or give something up. But luckily for me, I've never been in that position.
I had a pause
so.
Right now because I'm thinking about me almost dying still. I'm still having to come back from what just happened.
Shit, is my hair straight?
Holy shit. That was intense. You know what?
My hair's not straight.
I've never had tequila in my eye before.
You know, I had a 151 in my eye and I thought I fucked
You had a what?
151, Bacardi 151. The shit you can like light on fire. I had that shit in my fucking eye. So you got like the little taste of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I never experienced that. I feel like it just hit me harder getting it in my eye.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But
Spidey has one coming for him.
Put the tie his ass down later.
Let me catch him outside of this podcast and this shit is up. Look at him sitting over there.
All innocent.
Y'all think he don't do nothing he do?
Oh, for real.
I'm fucking scared right now. Got me in shivers. Okay. What do you think? Well, if you had to choose between the one personality or looks, which one are you choosing?
I hate when people say, oh, I just go for personality. Oh, I just do this. That is a fucking lie. You know why it's a lie? Because the first thing you see in a person is their looks, right? The first you walk past somebody, you have to look. So their looks are what's going to get you attracted to them first. So obviously, okay, you got to go. For me, it's looks first. It's just common sense. But when you get into it, obviously, you're not going to just get with them and then look past them fucking stupid ass personality that they have or however they act. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to know them. And then obviously, if you don't like them, then you move forward and be like, all right, nah, I'm off it. Yeah. But you go with looks first. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's always looks because then you go personality after.
I get what you're saying. For me, it's 50-50. Like, you ever seen the show Love is Blind? If I'm, and I don't know somebody and I'm getting the vibe on with their looks and a motherfucker shows up on that shit, ugly as fuck, I'm sorry. Everything you said is gone.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. Personality is only going to get you so far.
It's also the personality, but it's all, you have to be sexually attracted to them.
Exactly. That.
Yeah.
I just said that.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounded better when I said it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
It's like I copied and then did my little edit to it and then I paste.
Whatever makes you sleep better at night.
It
Let's
does.
Go with
it does
that.
Help me.
Let's go with that one.
Thank you. I'm just a girl. You know that you're
just
wrong,
a
right?
Girl?
I'm just a whore.
A girl. G O.
Oh my God. Honestly, throwing the word whore
is great.
Sorry.
That's how I spit in it. There's this video.
Oh my goodness.
He's like, hey, man, let me spit in your butt. That's how it'll be.
Throw the meme. Like, and throw the meme on there.
Loogie, little loogie in there.
Do you personally care about your partner's body count?
Duh. Motherfuckers say they don't give a fuck.
What is too much? What is too much? The double digits?
The double digits is tough. Double digits is tough. Because you got to look at it.
Oops, scared.
It's tough.
I'm actually scared.
Oh, God. I don't want him coming out here no more. It's tough because it's like this. Like, obviously, body counts don't matter to an extent, right? Okay. But you have people, like, even for women, they don't want to be with a man who's fucked every single person, right? It's like, you don't want to devalue. You don't want somebody like that just as much
you
as
don't
men
want
don't
someone
want
that's
it.
Easy.
Yeah, you don't want no community dick, and we don't want no community pussy. It's the same way. So obviously, you got to have standards. You know, we're getting older now, so the body counts ain't gonna be, I'm a fucking virgin type shit. You know, people have sex, and it's just what it is. But body counts matter to me just off of the guest of, like, you just never know. Who knows? She or he could have been in some part of some nasty shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that, for me, I care about at least.
I think the problem is nowadays that people don't give a fuck anymore. There's no fucks to give. People are like, sleep whoever, be a whore, be a slut. Like, you should care.
Social media is a part of that problem,
too. You should care.
Too.
You need to care. You need to work. You know what? And I always say this, like, I love going out. I love having fun. I like to drink.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between having fun and reality.
Right.
And absolutely, some of you bitches need to wake the fuck up and really think, like, you got to think about, like, Sexy Red. We go and we listen to her lyrics. At the end of the day, you're not taking what she's saying on your everyday life.
Right.
You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to this.
It's no, a banger,
it's,
but then
it's,
you move.
It's to go to have fun.
Yeah.
And then you go home, you wake up, you go to work, you have you're in reality.
Right.
But the thing is that people take shit too serious.
That's what I was going to say, right, to interrupt you. Music really, you know, I never really thought that music had a big influence like that. But people really, even with violence and shit in general, like, you will have people who be committing murders to, like, drill music, trap shit all day long. So, like, with sexual shit, it's the same exact thing. Women actually listen to the lyrics and do the shit they're talking about.
Yeah.
That, like, shit blows my mind.
I forgot what it was. This one part, it was like, it talks about, like, a lot of songs talk about, like, fuck him, go fuck his friend, blah, blah, blah. The bitches that actually listen to this and take it literal.
Yeah.
Have to be the stupidest people. I'm going to do exactly what you said on this song, and I'm going to go do that.
That shit blows my mind. Like I said, even dudes too, like, people be popping perks, drinking lean because they heard Future say it.
You hear that interview that Future said he don't even do none of that shit.
That's cap. Actually know somebody who knows a person who literally sells him codeine. That is cap. They only say that, though, just to clean their image up. But that is cap. You heard it here first. He was fucking lying. And that's the gist of it. Period. And I have videos of him in the studio drinking that shit. So it's like.
Oh, you were there?
No, I wasn't there. I just said I had videos. If I had videos, give it to me. I wasn't taking them. Hold on.
The homie is first. The fed. He said I got receipts.
Hey, I don't like when people cap. Don't lie.
Okay.
Don't lie and I won't have shit to say.
What do you think about bigger females being with, like, shorter, smaller men?
Like, bigger, what's big? What's big? Are we talking, like, 280, she ain't a lady? Are we talking, like,
280, bitches, she ain't a lady?
Bitches as tall as a tree. Like, we talking height
talking
or weight?
About just, damn. No, what, now when you pin it like that, what do you think about 280 ain't a lady? The fat community,
I'm
is it a
that shit. No, I'm just kidding.
He does like bigger girls, guys. It's okay.
I like taller girls, not bigger, taller. Let's get that straight. Taller.
You're getting canceled.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. That's fuck what we're here. What do you think about the cancel culture?
Suck my dick. Oh. Fuck the cancel culture.
And don't miss
it. If you're a part of that shit, fuck you.
It's crazy because people really get canceled for nothing even crazy.
You know what's funny is every time I hear cancel culture, all I think about is Kanye saying, I love Hitler on live television. That shit blows my mind.
But people still fuck with him. Isn't that crazy?
Well, because he be trolling on purpose. And that's what I like is the cancel culture really, that shit is not real. It's not reality. It's like it only exists on social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And the perfect example of that is Kanye. where, you know what I mean? Like, he did all this shit and look where he's at. I cannot hate a man who's an evil genius. I cannot hate somebody like that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. But going back to, you didn't answer my question.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But you got me off topic.
Like, okay, let's start with a taller woman with a shorter man.
I mean,
so let's say like she's 5'10", he's like 5'7".
I don't see nothing wrong with
it. Would you date a shorter woman?
I mean, I had my face.
Would you date? I mean, what I meant to say was, you date someone that's taller than you.
Yeah.
Forgot that you're fucking like.
I'm 5'2" with
some
attitude.
I forgot you're not a little fool.
5'2" with some attitude. Nah, honestly, I would love a taller girl than me, but I can understand. Hell yeah. If she's taller than me, that's
okay,
better.
Okay, so you don't mind that a girl is...
Nah, I don't give a fuck. I don't care at all.
It don't bother you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But I can see how...
Is that a kink?
No.
No?
I just don't care. A kink is like... That's a kink. That's definitely
that
not
she could pick you up?
Oh, yeah. That would be fire.
You know what? One thing that would probably bother me about dating a shorter man is our wedding day.
Oh, that is a trip.
Like...
The pictures.
How are the pictures going to look? That's what I'm like concerned about. Right. Thank God my man is tall.
Right.
But imagine if he, I'm sorry, baby, but if you were 5 inches shorter, probably wouldn't work out. But I love you.
Bro, that is a trip. But I will say this, though. It's like, I got to give props to the women who give shorter men a chance, because it's like, everybody doesn't, there's always going to be something you're going to have to sacrifice for to be with somebody, you know, rather it would be, you know, body count or their past, or, you know, they don't got the fucking most pretty feet or the fattest ass or whatever it may be. You always got to have something to give up. It's just what it is. That's the beauty of actually loving somebody. You always got to have them sacrifices.
Yeah.
So I appreciate when taller women get with shorter men, because it's like, they want to, obviously, they probably want to love you so much. And a lot of women, you know what, girl, you guys, this is what pisses me off. You guys be 5'2", with some attitude, like I just said, and they want a dude who's 6'4". You don't deserve that man. You need somebody your fucking height. Your height, because I guarantee you, you're probably toxic. You go to the club every night. You probably, your pussy probably stink.
Oh, you know what? We're going to go back to BO. We need to talk about this. Why the fuck? You know what pisses me off about being at clubs is walking past someone that got some BO. Like,
oh my God.
People that smell, do you think they know that they smell?
Fuck yes, they know they smell. They can smell themselves and they still don't give a fuck.
That makes me.
That shit blows my mind.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
I'm going to call the cops.
Oh God. I need a restraining order on the Spider-Man in this fucking house.
I'm scared. I'm actually scared. I've never been scared. Ugh.
That shit is nasty. Nasty. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what? He took it easy on me.
Oh, yeah, he did it on me too, because fuck.
You know,
about
because
to be fucking drunk at the end of this fucking podcast.
I was already typing up a restraining order.
Oh, God, I'm about to call the police right now. Fuck.
Okay, so wait, what were we talking about right now?
I don't even fucking remember.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're only running off 2 brain cells.
What the fuck
moment.
Were we talking about?
Yeah. A Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, God, fuck. All right.
Oh, sorry, I got some like... Luga on my throat. Wait, we're talking about BO.
Oh, yeah. The thing I can't stand, you know what? I got to talk about this. This is, if you're a man who smells.
Give him some, yeah.
Oh my God, this pisses me off. Some of you guys don't shower every night before you get into bed. So you get into your bed stinky. That is the most disgusting, disrespectful shit you can do to your bed. But then you guys get up. Some of you guys don't shower when you get up. Some of you do. Okay. Use a fucking body glove. Body glove.
Loofah.
Loofah. Some shit. But shower before you go into bed. Please. Please. For all of us. For society. Put some deodorant on. Go to the fucking Target. Walmart, get that at the non-aluminum joint. Sometimes, you know, I know that shit don't be busting. You know, get if you know what, you guys be stinky, so get the aluminum one. Put that shit on. Scrub your whole body. Have a routine. Get body wash. Not that fucking 10-in-1 with the oil change ass body wash and shampoo. You need to get the separate one. Get your shampoo. Get your body wash. Separate the two, right? And fucking have a routine before you get into bed, bro. Your girl's gonna love you to the most.
The fact that you had to give a really detailed
how
to shower.
Scrub your face. Use separate soap for your face. Don't use the body wash on your face. Come on, let's start there too. But imagine this. A girl's giving you head and you think that she's gagging from, you know, your meat. Whole time, it's your dick smell like mustard. Mustard. That's disgusting. And that's why she's gagging, because you motherfuckers are nasty and don't got no, like, what's that word? Hygiene. Got no fucking hygiene and you nasty. You can't be a poopa. You cannot be doing that. That shit is disgusting. And it's good for me because now I can stand around you. Before, I had to like, hey, yo, bro, like, you know.
So you had to tell someone that they stink before?
Oh, hell yeah. I had a homie. You look like I had a homie who would reek. Say oh, that. Fuck yeah. You're not going to disrespect my nostrils standing around me. Fuck no.
You know what? I'm too kind. I can't say it. I'm just going to go the other direction.
Oh, you're crazy. Hell no.
When it comes to a partner, I would never even be with a stinky partner.
Yeah, facts.
Would know they smell the first time you meet them. You could like smell it. Like
when you pull back the hoodie.
You ever
or what?
See SpongeBob? Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You ever see SpongeBob when he's with he has a big like cloud stinky bubble?
Yeah.
That's how it is. You will smell it.
Oh my God.
That's
funny because. Yeah, I talked to a lot of women friends and they always say that it's like they've been with men who smell and I just don't understand how that shit is. How you guys walk out the house smelling like fucking onions. Like you had a...
Maybe they
had an onion in a fucking headlock
or something. You ever thought about that,
like,
honey?
What the fuck? What?
Maybe they work at In-N-Out.
That is true. But then I could respect them more.
You know?
People who work at In-N-Out got hygiene. Let's talk about
why do people at In-N-Out get paid actually really good?
Oh, fuck yeah, they do. They ain't stupid.
They're actually getting paid really good.
They are.
Oh my goodness. Enough about, I'm sorry, but
hygiene.
Hygiene. Just take a shower.
Yeah. Just take a shower.
Just care about yourself more.
And wear, please use a body glove. I'm begging. That's why you motherfuckers got eczema and shit. Eczema. You ain't scrubbing the fucking...
Wait, what's that one mean? It's she got eczema.
You got eczema? I got what?
Okay, let's go back to spring break. What's the craziest spring break you've ever had?
I'm boring.
You're boring.
I am boring.
Roll the clip again. One more time. He's not that fucking boring. You know what? Going back, I wanna mention something right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last episode, this motherfucker mentioned something. If you don't get ready within 15 to 30 minutes,
oh,
I can't be with
my
you.
My God.
Tell me why this little bitch takes more than 30 minutes to get ready. We want to blame the woman for taking their time. Why do you take longer?
Listen, I am a
what, you're
man.
Grooming your pube hair or what? What's going on?
Hey, sometimes I do. I ain't gonna lie. But that's before the shower. Because that's kind of nasty if you do it after. It's like, you got fucking pube.
This man has less hair than I do.
Hey, you know what? Mind your fucking business. On that part, mind your business. I'm sensitive about that.
Look at his arms.
Hey, back the fuck up.
I legit have more arm hair than you.
Hey, if you would see when it's grown out, you'd understand, all right? I'm a fucking beaner. Bean. So you know how hairy we get.
You know what? You do got some thick hair.
I do.
Yeah, and I'm jealous about it because I'm part of the bald community. So... I have extensions, y'all. But I'm proud of my extensions. You know what? It's mine because I bought it.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost?
Just a hair alone?
Mm-hmm.
Probably like $700.
$700 fucking dollars for some hair?
Yeah.
You could have... That's a car payment. What the fuck? Why would you spend... How many times do you do that a month?
You don't need to buy it that often. Every like... it's like 6 to a year. Holy fuck, I'm scared.
Oh no. Oh, let me see that.
What is that? What is that? I got him again. Yo. You Yo. Actually need a dick. We got Sunny a gift today.
Wow. For my bussy.
I need that. Hey, Smitey's on point with the gifts.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is this brand new unopened? Where was this sitting at?
It's for you.
He was waiting for me to bring that
because
up.
Because it was for you.
Well, wow. What a gift.
Oh, look. I'm mad I didn't get that. One. Shit. He heard I don't shave.
That's crazy.
He don't need one.
That's crazy work. That's crazy. All right. Well, what else do we got to talk about today?
Oh, wait. We're going back to spring break. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Spring break.
Going to Papa's and beer. You know what pissed me off? It's seeing people not getting that, like not having that much fun.
Really? Oh, yeah. It's just because I was blacked out. I feel like I didn't even notice. Yeah. I was like, I had the fucking best time. But if you notice, you're one of the people who always be trying to get lit. So if you see it, then I mean.
You know what? I think what just bugged me is probably the people in front of me. And it's Sexy Red. Shout out to Sexy Red because she's really doing her thing. Can you all, Mike?
Oh my God. Hey, yo, shout out Sexy Red, though. For real.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
I want a little bigger one than that.
Holy fuck.
Okay. I love that tequila. I love it. But now, you know what? For you to even notice that there was somebody TD at Papa's and Beer is pretty wild. But that is true, though. Why the fuck are you going if you're not turning up?
I hate a party pooper.
Yeah.
I hate motherfuckers that's like, learn to separate having a good time and going back to reality. Yeah. I hate motherfuckers like, oh, what, blah. Like, I hate people that really talk shit about her. Because at the end of the day, they don't fucking listen to it.
Right.
Don't feed into it. Right. And you know what? People that always talk shit, you know, you guys know you could just scroll up, right?
Right. No.
You don't need to tune in. You don't need to feed into it. But you're just the same. You're just going to talk shit. Mm-hmm. I hate people like that. I got a fucking stick so far up the ass that, and they forget. And it pisses me off too when it's the whores.
The ones who should be shutting the fuck up.
You know what? I know some shit. You know what? I'm going to just say a little story. And you know, if the shoe fits, bitch.
Oh, God. Wear that motherfucker.
What cracks me up is people that get online, talk about you need to care about your body. You shouldn't be with someone that you're not married to.
Whole time, 50 bodies.
Wait, whole time, I saw you.
I saw you.
We gonna forget about that time. We saw you dip with someone you just met.
Right.
16.
Same night.
But what? That's what pisses me off. Like, stop acting like you're not a whore.
Anybody who acts like
it's okay, you could be a recovery whore.
Yeah, admit it though.
Yeah.
Admit it. Say how you feel and admit to what you did and move past it. But you can't be exactly how you said. You cannot be judging people.
Yeah, the fact that like I hate when people just judge because they think they're in a better place. You could be in a better place right now, boo, but just not forget. Which you was known in high school for.
Let's not forget you're a goer.
You ever seen that meme with all the hot dogs being thrown at someone's face? You was once that girl, baby girl. Just because you're a little girl now.
Oh, God.
Or you maybe got some kids. Doesn't mean that all your past just suck in a race.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I love people that love to, like, can have fun. Enjoy themselves. Right. Have a good time.
That's why we get along.
Yeah.
Because we live in the moment and we understand. I want you guys to really understand this. It's like, we really are so blessed to even wake up. You guys, everybody takes shit for granted. Like breathing, seeing color. People are colorblind. Some people can't breathe on their own. They got to breathe through a tube. Some people don't have limbs. It's just so many things that when you wake up, you get up on your own and you are still alive is such a blessing. And I wish people really took that more into consideration. Because then when it comes to like having fun with your friends, mm-hmm. you understand that it's like, you know, we're really blessed to still be here. You know what I mean? Like, we are here with people that we love.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, hopefully they love you back.
Hopefully they love you back. And you know what?
Couldn't be me, though. I don't hang around with nobody who don't love me back.
It's important because I feel like everyone has their phase where they kind of also deal with people that don't give them that same
energy,
love, and...
Absolutely. I had it. Like I said, as a man, you know, I'll tell you guys right now. It's like being a dude who's got close homeboys, you know, everybody's all love. It really is sad when you give that same love to a homie and they dog you behind your back.
Yeah.
That shit really, really hurts me. It's sad. A lot of people have been through this. I mean, you guys hear it all the time. Keep your circle small, all this type of shit. It's so cliche until it really happens to you. And then you start really looking at it like, wow, it was that close to home that I had to cut off for me to not have to deal with the bullshit that I was dealing with. My own homie that close is just, I'm getting a little,
you know what?
I'm actually emotional here.
You know what? I'm very emotional. I fought like three ex-friends.
Right. But you never fought nobody who didn't deserve it though.
No, wait. Oh.
You feel me?
Obviously. I have a question. So who are you? Are you a Cardi fan or a Nicki Minaj fan?
Oh my God, no.
Cardi, you know what? Cardi B is going off right now. Who are you going for?
I'm a Hoochie Baby.
You can't pick one.
I love Cardi, but Nicki Loki be snapping. She be snapping. That is nothing that can, you cannot, you could take anything away from her, but the one thing you cannot take away from Nicki is she got bars. She could rap her ass off.
She really can. I don't know. I love that she can rap, but then I love Cardi's personality.
Right.
Cardi's
a more likable person for sure.
She is.
For sure.
Yeah. That's the one. So before we also get more into this, we're supposed to do our last game is going to be shots with no hands.
Shots with no fucking hands?
Yeah.
Do you want me to die?
Yeah.
I got no hand-eye coordination. I'm going to fucking drop this shit on my face.
Spidey! Get your ass over here.
Now I'm cold. That means I'm getting more sober.
Okay, hopefully I don't spit this one out like the last one.
I'm over here burping and shit.
Were you okay?
Hell no.
Holy shit. Every time I hear that, I get scared. I know,
that whistle's giving me PTSD right now. That whistle needs to be fucking thrown far away. All right, so how's this game go? I want to know.
We're going to take this, and then we're also going to go in. I have a couple questions about exes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're doing that one again.
Yeah.
That one might fly off. I'll hold it.
You got it. All Spidey says is, mm-mm, mm-mm.
I don't even know what his voice sounds like anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I think that means no. Don't touch it.
Oh, fucking damn.
Holy fuck.
All right. So you said take this shit with no hands. You want to chase her?
Yeah, I do. Oh my God. I know. I'm a pissy, you guys. You know what? If you could take shots with no chaser, you're just a different type of breed. The people that could really do this, I get props to you.
Honestly, this is the one tequila I feel like I could drink without a chaser.
Okay, guys. Okay.
So you said this is with no hands.
Yeah.
So.
Open that mouth, honey. You know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Teach me how to do it. Okay. But that's how we got to pick it up.
I guess I missed the memo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know there was instructions.
I'm
going to
move it this way.
So. Yeah, I'm scared. I like.
Can we turn the fire off for a second? I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I don't want to die today.
Let me pick this away.
Is that off?
No.
That's higher.
Oh, that is higher. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Okay, ready? Guys. So how does this game go?
Okay, you just got to pick it up.
Lips, okay, that's it, right? And if you fuck up, what? Ugh. Nah. All right.
Spidey tripping.
Yeah. The Spidey senses aren't tingling right now. This is right now. You should feel me getting a little too lit. The same thing again.
Oh, dude, Spidey wants a shot. Oh, God.
Are you thirsty? Yeah.
Do you want one?
Oh, fucking dead.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to business. Let's
okay.
Get
back to business. All right, so we're going to take a little break and then go back to that.
Definitely go back to that.
What is the dumbest thing your ex has ever said?
The dumbest thing my ex has ever said? Mm-hmm. Are we going off of the recent ex, or are we going like previous exes, or just
in which general? One do you want to pick?
That's a great question.
Do you have a favorite ex?
Oh, I don't have a favorite ex.
No?
Mm-mm. I don't. Because they're exes for a reason. You can't have a favorite one.
Mm.
Unless you want to be toxic.
Yeah.
You know?
I think people that just go back to the past and you
know, yeah, that, I learned that the hard way. Like,
because you used to do that?
Yeah, I used to do that. Like, yeah? I'll say like a year ago.
You look like, hey, what are you doing at 2 a.m.?
Nah, you know what? I was the person getting hit up. And I would be like, okay.
Okay.
You drops pin.
So what you're saying is you're easy.
With my exes, I was at one point. Yeah, I was a little toxic.
Do you need a hug?
Yeah, okay. I need a hug.
You know what's funny? It's like, this is my best friend, y'all. And we just be fucking around, pulling around, like little goofballs.
She knows a little too much about me.
If you guys want to know something, just let me know. I will tell you. No, just kidding. That's what it's for. I hate when I hate blabbers. Little yappers.
You open your mouth up about a secret somebody told you, you're a weirdo. Weirdo.
Yeah, that's just that's weirdo. One thing. That is number one rule in friendship is shut your fucking mouth. If I tell you something, did I tell you to you so you could go repeat it? No, right. I said it because I trust you.
Right.
I didn't say it so you could go repeat it to the next person over.
And you would think that shit is so easy for somebody to understand.
And that's what that's what we call yappers.
Bro. Yes. It's common sense. Like, don't. That shit gets me angry because I've been in so many positions where it's like, you know that the shit that they're telling you is not for everybody. You know it. And you still do it. Run your fucking mouth.
It's like they love the cheese, man.
Yeah, they do. But you know what? I can't blame them because
I love it too.
My drama be so juicy. Everybody be like,
probably say
really?
It.
Motherfuckers be eating popcorn when I'm talking to them.
Tell me more, please. Yeah. They have the recording now. Right. They're recording you. Wait, so you didn't answer the question.
I keep forgetting the question.
The question was.
Yeah, I'm drinking too much. This is a problem.
The dumbest thing my ex has ever said.
The dumbest shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like all my exes have said some stupid shit.
What was the most out of pocket?
Oh, like, okay, you're saying stupid. Out of pocket, stupid, two different things. Stupid as in like, I hate this question so much. But I get it. It's stupid to me.
Okay, let's hear it.
I hate when women want to be like, if I was a pickle, would you still love me? It's like, why the fuck are we
asking?
She won't be asking this question.
If I was a pickle.
Yeah, the question is like, well, you're driving somewhere. You know what I'm talking about. You whipping, you know, you guys, you do listen to music, you know, turn the shit down a little bit, right? Because you park somewhere. And then that's the question you hear. Why do you guys ask these questions? Please, I want to know. I really want to know.
I heard the one a lot that I seen trend was, if I was a worm, would you still love me?
If I was a worm, do you guys like I have a question. Do you guys like process what you say before you say it, or is just like you say it and then you realize after like, oh,
I think fuck. we just want to verify that we're loved no matter what.
You know what? If you were a worm, fuck no. Matter of fact, I want a human, not a worm. Fuck that shit.
Oh my god, that you know what? Damn. Babe, you still love me, right? Oh. That's what you call it.
No, the fuck he wouldn't. You're a fucking liar.
He is lying.
Lying and protect.
I even know that he would
lie
not.
To protect you.
He's lying. You know what? Shout out to the man that lied to protect the feelings. You know, we're just girls.
Gang. You know what I'm talking about.
We're just girls. We can't handle the truth.
Fuck no, you guys can't. That's why liars exist. Man, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You lie to protect. I've been a part of it. You do it. I'm sure you've done it before. Let's not beat around the bush.
It's not about me, Sonny. It's about you right now.
The heat is turned up.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I think, you know, we've all lied to protect someone's feelings for sure.
Yep. Always said that
last. Look at Marlo.
Last,
I know he's done it.
Last podcast, we said the same. He drives a Tesla Model Y. He for sure did it.
Just smile away, boys. Smile away.
We're gonna have to put that one in with the Madagascar.
What is the biggest lesson you learned while dating your ex?
The biggest lesson that I learned. You know what?
Not to date a dumb bitch anymore.
Yeah, that's one of them. Definitely one of them. You know what though? I will say this. One thing that I actually learned. I mean, every relationship, if you got to learn something from it. There's always a lesson in an L, period. You never look at an L as like, oh, that's it. You got to look at the negativity as a lesson, always. So for me, what I learned was you never take for granted what somebody does for you. Because truthfully, there's a lot of things. There's just things that people will do that you didn't know in the moment. As men, you know, a lot of us men don't really know like the, you know, how to like, understand that concept, mm-hmm. but obviously till it's too late. But it really is true, you know, having somebody that takes care of you and then does what, you know, they help you out in a tough situation, that type of stuff, I feel like you don't realize till afterwards. So I think for me it's just not taking things for granted and really moving forward and giving somebody the energy that they were giving you. Because I feel like, I think with me it was like, I was too nonchalant.
You're very nonchalant.
Yeah, I am.
It's either you are or you're not. Just like a wild peacock.
I'm on 10. I'm on 10 bugging out.
You know, I thought you was a rooster, but you're actually a peacock.
They're referencing my fucking hair.
Showing your hair.
No.
Come on.
No, fuck no.
You got no gel today.
Hell no, yeah. I got to put gel in my shit. I'm a bean and my shit will stand up straight.
You know what? Honestly, dating my exes, I think I just learned not to date someone that just doesn't value my time and what I give them.
Right.
I think we get lost in the moment and we don't really sit and think that this motherfucker is treating you like shit.
Right.
Listen to the signs.
No,
I say women are the best at seeing how it is, but we just don't take that back and actually listen to it.
Right. And I hate
we be in the Lulu land.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I always see this all the time on social media, and you guys know what I'm talking about. All you did was make him better for the next woman.
That
is tough. It's a fat ass pill to swallow, but it really is like that. It really is. Sometimes, you know, it's crazy. You really will make somebody better for the next person, and it's just sometimes you got to just accept those things. That truth might sit easier with you than it's like. If you really think about it, you really have to understand it's like that person is no longer in your life and they might have been a piece of shit. But guess what? After you, they're probably not. They may never, ever get somebody like you, but they're going to remember you. And they know.
For life.
Always. And they're going to always remember the fact that you did shit for them that nobody else would do for them. Mm-hmm. So that is something I feel like if you're a woman and you're having trouble understanding, you know, why the fuck did he leave me? Why did he do this? It's okay. The tide is going to straighten out. But just know at the end of the day, you know, there's reasons for things. God doesn't ever have mistakes. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn your lesson. And then, you know, now when you go to your next man, what to look for as a red flag? You know?
Next question.
You're getting a little hurtful.
Oh, yeah. That one really stung. I want to really touch home.
Yeah, we get a little off topic now. Let's go back.
This motherfucker's about to shed a tear right now. Not on camera, Sonny.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell people to look out for what they're looking out for.
What is the first thing you did after you broke up with your ex?
The first thing that I did was drown my fucking feelings. Oh, my God. I felt so guilty after.
Really?
Yeah, I had such a bad guilt trip. So fucking bad. I was like, you know what? I literally could not handle the guilt that I was feeling in that moment. Just off of like knowing like, oh, you know, like I was being a piece of shit and they did all this for me. I couldn't like literally deal with I don't even know how to explain it. Just like the weight on my shoulders I felt from the guilt of all the shit they did and I never kept up with what they were doing for me. You get what I'm saying? Like the energy I was never giving it back, reciprocating it. That it hurt me so bad that I literally was like, the only thing I know that's going to help me out right now is drink. So that's all I did. I went out every fucking day for 3 months after. Every day.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I remember.
Every day. I go through it too. Every day I was drinking and it was helping.
it was helping. Feelings.
But I will say this. Obviously, you got to slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
And I did. And that was one thing that
The thing that happens with a lot of people is some people realize it's too late and like some bad shit could really happen.
Oh.
And sometimes it is too late to turn around and fix it.
I'm honestly, God bless that I came out unscathed besides a little liver damage. But other than that, it's just like, you know, that's, I always think about that all the time. It's like, you never know. You never know. Really, you really never know. Because you could have gotten drunk one night, went driving, and now you're in handcuffs and now you're in front of a judge. This shit happens so much, too much. So I'm blessed that I'm still here, that we still here.
Yeah, we are. And
if you're watching this right now, God bless you. You're alive. Don't take for granted the moment. Love your parents. Love anybody who's still alive.
He's preaching.
Be grateful. Be grateful. That's all I can say. Be grateful.
You know what? Me and Sunny used to be, going back to kind of us, we used to be friends years ago. And then we kind of both got in a relationship. And my ex hated him. And then his ex was like, ain't no way. So it was kind of crazy. So we were friends before. And then that happened. And how do we come in contact with each other again?
You know, it's so weird. Because like I keep saying, there's no such thing as a coincidence, because literally the moment, I think you had just finished, I don't know if you were talking to somebody at the time, but right when I had got out of my relationship, you were like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go have dinner with my family. You want to come? Because I had hit you. Finally replied to your shit. And then I had.
Look at this lesbian.
Ruining the moment.
Don't you see we're getting deep here?
But now I remember I replied to you and I was like, oh shit, this is perfect timing. I just got out of my relationship. I can't make nobody mad no more. I'm free.
You know, he would dodge me and I'm like, and I would get so upset. I would message him like every other week and be like, you got 2 years,
for
bitch.
For a year.
Because
I did
ignore him too when I was in my relationship and then he got in one. So I would message him to remind him how much time he had left to ignore me.
And for the record, we never did anything together, guys. So
I know
it's
hard to believe. We're so good looking.
We never did shit together. That's one thing that sucks is like, I hate when people hate me because I never did nothing to you. I have never, that shit blows my mind.
He did something.
Hell no.
You just can't remember.
I promise you, I have never done anything. And if you got receipts, please post them. I want all parts. All of them. I'm too nice of a person.
All right, guys, we're wrapping up this episode. Do you want to have, is there anything else you want to kind of lay on the table?
I'm a little closed in right now because it's kind of cold, you know? Birds are chirping.
I know, it seems really nice right now. It was rainy earlier and I was like soothing and it just feels like.
I'm freezing fucking ass still.
Wait, I thought I was giving a really soothing exit.
But fuck that.
Look like a worm right now.
A worm? I don't want to be a worm. All right, let's end it with a banger. Let's see, how should we end this today? I know you got.
I'm gonna
one
give
more
it to
there.
You. I'm gonna give it to you. You haven't asked me shit.
Actually, you know what? Hold on. Let me pull my phone out.
The notes. The notes are coming.
Yeah. I had some in here that I was like, you
not
know
the
what?
Notes.
This is something that we could probably ask
each
other.
What is it? What do you gotta ask me?
You know what?
You haven't really asked me a question.
I haven't.
Yeah. What's up with that? They want to know.
Actually, you know, I got a good question.
All right, let's go.
This is the last
Don't waste
topic.
My time.
Last topic. How do we feel about dating apps?
You know what? You know what you're going on there for. You're going on there because you want to have a one night stand.
Right.
Most of the time, you're going to find your husband on there. Come on.
Most of the time?
I meant
somebody's husband.
I'm a little drunk, you guys.
Hold on.
This is not, that's
the
not what I meant.
You
know, let me not put Paul's advertisement out there. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can find your husband on there. I think at least all the
Hell
time.
No.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, do not look for any love on any.
You know what?
Else,
I hate when a girl.
I want to save you the heartache.
Yeah. You know what happened? That's what happens when you want to strip till you're 40. Then you got to go on.
Sprinkle.
That's the truth. You got. There's a, you know what? I hate when people, there's a time limit on everything you do.
Oh God, there is. Even men. Men too.
I can't respect the stripper that's been stripping for 10 plus years.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, that's what I can't.
If you have been stripping any more than like, because some of you make a lot of
money. Wait, I got a story to tell, actually.
Yeah. So we go back to the stripper talk.
I went to a strip club, and I forgot. It was somewhere in the IE. Can't remember the name. But we go get a lap dance, and this girl's like giving me, like, she's dancing, and we're, you know, we're having a good time. And she comes to my ear up here, like she comes like to the stage, and then she says, she's like, he's like, yeah, babe, I just had a baby like 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I'm just looking at her. Ain't no way she's grinding her ass on me. And a baby just popped out of there 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Damn, but rent is fucking due.
I low-key gave her a good tip, though, because I'm like, go take care of those rent, kids, girl.
Rent is due.
She said, rent gotta go. Oh, my goodness.
Rent is due. That's tough.
I couldn't even. She ruined That's my tough. Time, though. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't think about nothing but her being a child 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm going to just shut the fuck up about that before I say some real stupid shit.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is fucking crazy. But yeah, if you're on dating apps, please. Let's liven up. Let's really think about logic.
So would you use a dating app?
Fuck no.
What's the most popular dating app right now, Marlo? Tinder?
Tinder.
I think I have made one.
You
like, made an account. I just for feel sure. Like I'm not,
I would never deny that. I have definitely
Tinder.
Made
so
an account.
So what do you think Tinder
I was on there for 2 days exactly. And then after I was like, I swiped like 4 or 5 times and I saw somebody I knew. I said, yep. Deactivate. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
You just gotta pay a different city.
Yeah, oh god, something like that. But I just was off it.
This motherfucker
that.
Paid his home address.
I'm glad where I live.
It brought up all
somebody
the
come to
girls.
My house. I'm not going okay. to you.
Tip for Tinder. Don't put the city that you live in.
Right. But even though people
just say you're from Texas. You're not for even California.
Yeah, no, that dating apps for me is just like after that time I had, I was like, man, this is just it's crazy because it's like, you know, you have women that they go on there and they expect love and it sucks. I've now
but
me
man,
being 26, like I look at feelings and look at emotions more than ever now. And if it's a fucked up feeling when someone makes you like, oh, we go hook up and then as a girl, you know what I mean? You probably like the dude.
Wait, so Tinder, you're going to hook up, right?
As a man, you are. You're not going there to meet your
so,
wife.
So listen, ladies, don't go on Tinder fuck. Trying to find love. A one night stand, sneaky link. The chances of finding your husband are probably like
you winning
one
the
in a
fucking
thousand.
Lottery. That's what the chances
one
are.
One in a million.
You're not gonna win. You're not gonna win. You're gonna get hurt. And now you out of
you
money
because
you drove
chance.
And you spent money on gas.
You have a better chance going to the bar down the street.
Right. For real.
Not fighting
for
love.
Real. For real.
I love a hopeless romantic.
Yep.
They're kind of
That's
funny.
Me.
Hopeless romantics have to be the funniest people ever. You can't be that thirsty for pussy.
You can't be that stupid. How stupid are you to not understand that you know what time it is. You go there. You know the situation. It's not going to be a good one. It's not going to be good.
Like Jersey Shore, when he was like, the girl comes over at 5 a.m. He was like, what did you think was going to happen? You think you're going to come over here and play checkers?
God. You know what? Look, let me end it on this note right here. Ladies, if you're looking for love, you're stupid. But if you're not looking for love, you know what time it is when you hit him up on that app. You know damn well you're going to go fuck him. So why are you surprised when he wants to fuck? That is literally what that, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I think 80 or 90% of that whole app is just there to fuck. They're not there looking for nothing.
That is true.
That's just, oh, you know what? They hot and ready. Let's go run that type shit. That's literally what it is. You know what I mean? What else do you want me to say about it? Because every time I hear people using it at the big age, which is like, if you above 23 and you're doing it like that, yeah, we got some.
Yeah.
We need to go speak to a therapist.
I'm a little concerned.
Yes.
Bitches are more ready than Little Caesars nowadays. Yeah.
She.
Where they at?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I plead the fifth.
You guys see that? How I say something and I look at him? If you ever see him in public, just turn left.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's going to be the end of the episode. Thank you for tuning in.
I hope you can deal with our bullshit. I can't.